Wishing you a beautiful Monday wherever you are across the globe. As members of It's Time For Me, I think we're all at a place where we're not able to leave our houses as much as we would want. And I think that this brings up a new level of self-care. Because now we might find ourselves over the next 2 weeks or even the next 4 weeks being much more restricted in terms of our ability to get out, our ability to do the things that we enjoy doing. I know here in Ireland, we just since Friday have more restrictions where we can't get out past 2 kilometres past our house if we're going for a walk or anything like that. And I talked the other day in a teaching about self-care being our way through this and out of this, because self-care is what we are all trying to do for ourselves and then care for each other in terms of not passing on this virus. So I do think for all of you out there, you're doing the right thing, and that hopefully we will move through this more quickly as a result of that. But I wanted to start the week off though with more of a positive note. So for those of you who joined the Soul Gathering on Thursday, I started off the class just saying, you know, let's focus on what we're grateful for. Let's focus on good things that have come out of this. And I want you guys to do the same today. So really thinking about what you're grateful for at this time, what really good lessons are coming up for you at this time that you're actually grateful for. And what, I suppose, if you are one of the lucky ones who have extra time, what are you grateful for in relation to the time you have that's, you know, available to you, that maybe you're going to start different things? The other thing I would say is there is a lot of pressure to be, you know, thinking about, oh God, I better get my house clean. I better go and like start that project, write that book, do all these different things. So my other piece of advice would be to take the pressure off you. I know myself, whilst I've been really busy with work, I have obviously had a lot of time in the evenings and definitely over the weekend. And I chose just to take it easy this weekend and just go with it. So don't be putting yourself under pressure. I've been hearing a lot of that, and it's definitely something I think that won't help us with our self-care. Like any places, or I should say any times of adversity we go through in our life, when we need self-care, we have to be gentle with ourselves. So for today, it's now thinking about what you're grateful for in your life in general, what you're grateful for in your life right now to do with the restrictions and limitations that are put on your life. And then looking at how you can be more gentle with yourself over this period, because the biggest thing that will come out of this time, and the biggest thing that comes out of all times of adversity, is a transformation that occurs internally. So I read a really interesting thing today about how when a caterpillar cocoons to become a butterfly, it goes through a period of deep metamorphosis, as we know, to get from the caterpillar to the butterfly. And I suppose by us being cocooned, we're going through that metamorphosis as well. And do not for a moment think that this will not transform you on some level. Every single one of us individually on the planet at the moment are going through time of transformation, but that individual transformation can be so great if you allow it to be. But by being gentle on yourself, by looking at some of the positives that come from it, by acknowledging what your fears are and doing the meditations I provided this month of working through the fear, deep breathing in the body, like I also talked about last week. These are ways to release the fear and anxiety that's normal to come up. But we also have to look at what's the next level. As we get more into the weeks of this, this becomes our new sort of normal. So we become in a little bit more of a relaxed way. And that's where I'd love more of the self-care tools to be used and self-care practices to help your own personal metamorphosis. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on this week, around having this great internal transformation and making it a pleasant and easy time as we start to get used to this. So I wish you a beautiful day. That's all I want you to do for today. I look forward to connecting with you during the week. There is also a free class tonight, and this is an open class to anybody who wants to come, where I'm going to do meditation and talk a little bit more about the deep breathing and how that can actually help the nervous system. I'll be doing that at 9 o'clock tonight Irish time. The link is in the text I've sent you. You literally download Zoom, and then at 9 o'clock you click that class and you can join. So have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you during the week.